A Mesquite moment in time. A look at what the city was, making it what it is today. Among the citizens that came to the Mesquite area between 1873 when the depot opened and 1887 when the town was incorporated were some families that settled this area only briefly until the lack of opportunity caused them to leave and their names forgotten. There were also certain individuals who were ambitious men that contributed the majority of their life to the progress and prosperity of Mesquite. One man in particular was Joseph Columbus Rugel. Mr. Rugel was born on March 19, 1853 in Jefferson County, Tennessee, and was one of 13 children. His father, Dr. Ferdinand Rugel, was an immigrant from Germany. Following his attendance at Cumberland University in Lebanon, Tennessee, J.C. Rugel moved to the Garland area to live with his cousin William McDonald in 1873. Rugel worked on his cousin's farm for nearly a year when he received word of an opening as a schoolteacher at the Bennett School. Mr. Rugel married Miss Florence Frierson in 1876 and fathered 11 children, that of only 7 surviving into their adulthood. He left teaching in 1882 after being on staff at the Bennett School for 7 years and became a bookkeeper for Mr. R.S. Kimbrough. After 2 years with Mr. Kimbrough, he joined an attorney in Garland to form the hardware and implements firm of Nash & Rugel. J.C. Rugel's brother, F.C. Rugel, came to Texas to join his brother in the hardware business to form the Rugel Brothers Hardware Store. J.C. Rugel was a tremendous man in stature and style. He always was somewhat formal, approachable but slightly distant. He was a bit above average in height, slender and a dark complexion with bright brown eyes. Mr. Rugel would be described as a scholarly in appearance man with attire always black with a stiff white shirt, wing collar, and black bow tie. Mr. Rugel was known as a keen observer of business trends with success in the hardware business. He recognized the growing need for farming equipment as the main regional crop switched from wheat to cotton. J.C. Rugel was a charter member of the First Presbyterian Church of Mesquite, where he was superintendent of the Sunday school classes. J.C. Rugel also served as a makeshift city councilman in 1887 and 1888. He was also elected mayor of Mesquite in the early 1900s. J.C. Rugel passed away on January 29, 1929 at 75 years of age and is buried at the Mesquite Cemetery. The Mesquite Independent School District opened J.C. Rugel Elementary School in 1965 in his honor. Mr. Rugel was an old world style man who believed in hard work reaping profitable benefits. I'm Christian Janes and join 88.5 next week for another historical tidbit from a Mesquite moment in time.